Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough for his inexplicable refusal to protect women in the workplace. It all began when Assistant Secretary of Health for Operations Rima Ann Nelson composed a memo ordering all VA facilities to remove the infamous photograph VJ Day in Times Square, which, as we all know, depicts an American sailor aggressively kissing a dental assistant in New York City after the announcement that Japan had surrendered in World War II. As Secretary Nelson so powerfully wrote, quote, "This action is prompted by the recognition that the photograph, which depicts a non-consensual act, is inconsistent with the VA's no-tolerance policy towards sexual harassment and assault," end quote. Apparently, some employees had complained about feeling discomfort from the menacing photo and its tacit endorsement of unwanted male-on-female sexual violence. The assistant secretary requested alternative pictures be found that equally captured the spirit of victory and peace without, quote, "compromising the VA's commitment to a safe and respectful environment," end quote. But what should have been a great celebration of cancellation has now become an opportunity for the patriarchy and its tolerance of rape culture to reassert dominance as Secretary McDonough tersely vetoed the change, saying on Twitter X, "Let me be clear, this image is not banned from VA facilities, and we will keep it in VA facilities." Now, it's true that some have claimed this photo should be understood as simply representing an unrestrained jubilation at the end of an atrocious war rather than as a sexual encounter. But I ask you, did he grab a fellow sailor to dip and smooch? And if he had instead grabbed a man, would that have ended so well for him? Of course not, because a man would have been capable of fighting back. Some have even gone so far as to claim that the woman seems to be complying with him, perhaps even enjoying the moment and the lustful attention she's receiving. And even though the actual woman in the photograph has said she did not feel violated because she thought it was just a moment of celebration and that he had chosen her because he was so grateful to nurses who took care of the wounded, don't you understand how that doesn't matter at all? We don't ask victims whether they feel like victims. We will decide who's been victimized and tell them they have been. Our movement forever reserves the right to read back into historical events violations which were never present at the time. And now that we have sufficiently taught women that they are always victims, it is, of course, obligatory upon us to remove any of the trauma prompts which might trigger this newly discovered heightened sensitivity to everything around them. So both for the photograph itself and for that lackey of the patriarchy, Dennis McDonough, we cast thee out. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, Spanish Army Corporal Roberto Perdigones and her 41 formerly male fellow soldiers stationed in the North African city of Ceuta, who are making a mockery of the global transgender community, one of the four founding member groups of the Holy Acronym String, I remind you. I say her for Roberto despite the fact that she is clearly engaged in what can only be called a cruel joke. But because I am obligated to always identify trans women as they tell me to identify them, I'm compelled to refer to Corporal Perdigones as she. In 2022, the Spanish government passed a law allowing anyone over the age of 14 to change gender identity without medical or psychiatric evaluation. The Spanish military had also decided to incentivize the enlistment of women by offering them a 15% higher salary, a higher pension, and a 15% pay bonus for being mothers, all as a form of positive discrimination. As a result, Corporal Perdigones and her 41 companionettes, who were identified male at birth, have all chosen to re-identify as women to receive the better pay. Perdigones herself also petitioned for a private bathroom and private living quarters, which she received, and is seeking a rehearing over the custody of her son now that the court will have to consider her rights as a mother. As Ms. Perdigones told the Spanish newspaper El Español, quote, "On the outside, I feel like a heterosexual man, but on the inside, I am a lesbian," end quote. Photographs do at least confirm the first part. Interior lesbianism is notoriously difficult to capture on film. Now look, I certainly know that I must never, ever, ever question the sincerity of someone who claims gender asylum as a trans person under any circumstances, but surely we can all agree that she is doing this out of a callous, selfish desire for personal gain with no regard to the harm done to our noble cause of gender anarchy. Most of the 41 soldiers aren't even shaving their beards. and have undergone no gender reassignment surgeries at all. They're simply exploiting a loophole and making our cause look foolish. This abusive use of logic that reveals the absurdity of our policies should not be allowed. How dare they make our views look so silly? Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Finally, our greatest praise for the makers of Lyle's Golden Syrup, a British company who's been making sticky sweet liquids since 1883. Yes, after 141 years using the same logo, which features a lion's dead body with honey and some bees in the middle, the company has decided to change the image and the accompanying phrase away from the Bible story involving Samson, which says, "Out of the strong came forth sweetness." Even though the old logo holds the Guinness World Record for the oldest brand, James Whiteley, the company's branding director, says the new design brings Lyle's into the modern day, appealing to the everyday British household while still feeling nostalgic. The new logo will feature a lion's head and a single bee, and of course will no longer contain a quotation from that infamous tome of oppression, the Bible. What we love about this move is the way it completely abandons tradition and Christianity without having to come in response to any identifiable complaint whatsoever. Apparently, no one asked for this change, but the company did it all on its own. And how can we tell it's a good decision? Because Christians all over the United Kingdom are expressing their disappointment with it. Surely you remember your basic von Klosthaler. If you ever aren't sure about the right course of action, just do whatever irritates straight white Christian men the most, and you cannot go wrong. Yes, the change for the sake of change, abandoning an iconic brand that offended no one just for the sake of perceived virtue signaling credit, and separating a modern company from the historical legacy of its founder's strong religious beliefs. What more could we ever ask for in an aspiring recipient of certified wokeosity? Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
As you depart today, please keep in mantra those homebound members of our congregation who made the unwise choice to watch Katie Britt's Republican response to the State of the Union address last night, being forced to hear from an actual person who talked about the same real-life issues we're all facing regularly was very traumatic to them after that inspiring series of fables President Biden spun so eloquently. Even seeing him not engage in his routine bingo phrases like, "Come on, man," "Extreme MAGA," and "I'm Jill's husband," was small consolation against the trauma of having to hear so much painful truth about our beloved leader from the junior senator from Alabama. Refreshments this week are provided by Unholy for Holies, maker of authentic Tex-Mex snack cakes fashioned exclusively from a proprietary blend of organic non-GMO pinto bean curd and Mexican free-tailed bat guano harvested from the caves of Central America. Try an Unholy for Holies cake today. It'll turn your world upside down.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.